Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station. Patriots Friday on WEEI is presented by Toyota, Cross Insurance, Pepsi, Shaw's and Star Market, findmassmoney.gov, and by McFarlane Energy. This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Before we get to the drive, we all know I'm not afraid to roll around in the mud and get in little tete-a-tetes with people. So I said Wellesley Needham started in 1882, before there were cars. And a texter says, the first commercial, this is the 978 for where this person,
okay.
The first commercial car was in 1885.
Duh.
Dumb Andy.
Duh. Loser.
Don't 1885 you know? Is after 1882. So 1882 preceded commercial cars. So why am I dumb Andy, dumb texter?
He misheard you then? Or no, he even wrote it.
He's just arrogantly idiotic. Like, that's what I'll just go with. Anyway, that's enough. I got it off my chest.
You won. Thank God we did that.
You yep, won. It's wow. What I do.
You gave the
Happy
area
Thanksgiving,
code.
Everyone.
As you what guys, 978.
Yeah, 978, dumb.
As you
yeah.
guys.
And I hope you have a terrible Thanksgiving.
Yep. Although, if you have a kid,
loses by 100 tomorrow, 978.
Nope, not if his kid has. If he has a kid or she has a kid that plays high school football, I actually hope they win. I hope you have a bad day, but I hope your kid has a good day because it's too important. It is 5:04:40, and I'm done fighting with texters. It's time with the drive.
This is the drive.
Swings and drives one high and deep.
Top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home.
Stop!
On WEEI Afternoons.
So, after Thanksgiving, we have Monday Night Football. Patriots hosting the New York Football Giants. That kicks off a stretch for the Patriots. That's Giants. Bye week. Bills at Ravens, at Jets. Host the Dolphins to close things out. That's the slate of games the rest of the season. We know the injury situation. We know the run defense situation. We know various things that are transpiring with this football team. All that put in a cauldron. Tom Curran was on Jones and Keefe yesterday, and he had, well, we'll let you decide. Is this a bold statement or not?
They could. I would be surprised if they lose three in a row. Excuse me. I don't expect them to, but I would not be surprised. I would not be surprised if they lost to the Giants.
Wow.
Ooh.
I would.
Scale 1 to 85, Keith.
Oh, 84.
80.
Yeah, I'd be surprised.
2, something
yeah.
like that.
Giants
yeah, okay.
Are,
so
Giants
wow.
are rough.
So, wow. Okay, so you don't.
I don't expect it. Again,
no,
I don't expect
it. You just wouldn't be surprised.
It.
I got it.
So when whatever friend of mine retweets that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Brian, clip that. Yeah.
He aggregates it.
Don't quote his quotes. Don't do that.
So we're not aggregating it, but we are amplifying it and playing it and discussing it. Ted Johnson. Mm-hmm. Would you be shocked if the Patriots lost three games in a row?
I would be.
Shocked?
Yeah, I would be. They've won 9 in a row.
Yes.
So, yes, I would be shocked. I would not be shocked if they lost one or two in a row, but three in a row, yeah, I would be shocked. That means something has gone off the rails. I know the Bills and the Ravens after the Giants are worthy opponents, but you know the Ravens aren't as good as they used to be, and the Bills clearly have flaws. And we know the Giants on defense are almost as bad as the Bengals. So, look, you lose two out of three, okay, maybe there's an excuse, but you lose all three, that would surprise me because of the quarterback you have. The quarterback is made up. That means you would have so many things would have to go bad for you to lose in these games three in a row because the quarterback makes up for so many mistakes. He makes up for his own mistakes we saw in the last game.
Yep. So, Fitzy, there's a lot of moving parts. I guess that's fair to say for both the Patriots, the Giants, this game. There's a lot of moving parts. This is not one of those games where you know exactly what is going to take place on Gillette Stadium's field on Monday night. There's just a lot of moving parts. How much does that factor into your angst, I guess, heading towards that Monday night football game?
I think a lot of the unknown is what factors most significantly into the angst. You know, how Vedarian Lowe is going to hold up. Will Ben Brown be able to play at a serviceable replacement level? How much do they alter the offense? What kind of injection of life and energy does Jackson Dart put back into the New York Giants offense? And how does their new interim defensive coordinator reconfigure things along the defensive line that, when all is healthy, right and well, can actually pressure the quarterback? They can't stop a nosebleed in terms of stopping the run. They're a decent pass defense, but they can pressure the quarterback. And if the Pats pass pro isn't working, this could be a long night. I've been thinking this is either going to be a doors blowing out affair, and then Drake May can like plant his flagpole like Baker Mayfield at Ohio State style in front of a national audience and say, this is my league now. Or it could be a continuation of some interesting trends in the last few weeks.
From a defensive standpoint, the thing they do the best is, and it's not great, it's their league average, but it's better than any other thing they do, is sacks. Mm-hmm. Rush the quarterback. So
right.
To Fitzy's point, and so now you have two guys starting on the left side that haven't been playing much at all this year. So that would probably be, for the Patriots offense, my number one concern is just quarterback protection. And then I referenced the fact that Drake May holds the ball longer, as long as, you know, almost any quarterback in the NFL. He's ranked 36th in releasing the ball, more than 2.5 seconds. So he's holding the ball longer than most quarterbacks do.
So my biggest concern is actually sort of, it would lead to the passing game, but it's the run game. So you're supposed to be able to run on this team. They allow 5.9 yards per carry. If you're worried about your quarterback and holding the football and pass protection, you know the best way to avoid pass protection? Run the football. Mm-hmm. Except I don't know how I feel about this running game, because it's been sort of helter-skelter, like some big runs in there. You didn't look good against a bad defense last week. Remember all we heard from Trags and Giardi? This defense can't even tackle. They stink mm-hmm. against the run. Well, you couldn't run on them. And
they're really bad. They're 31st. You know who the 32nd rush defense is?
Giants.
The Giants.
So now, is there a better chance come Tuesday we're praising the bounce back efforts of the ground game, and that helped you stay balanced, it helped you stay, you know, ahead of the chains, all these cliches or whatever? Is there a better chance of that, or are we going to be bitching about the ground game again not being able to succeed against a bad run defense?
Odds are it's the latter. Odds are we're bitching about the run game not getting going. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't have a lot of confidence in it.
Have you any evidence? Do I have to go back to my, kind of my TED talk, if you will, when I talked about the how the Patriots were doing in second and one and third and one situations? It's kind of phenomenal when you think about it. Let me give you these numbers again, okay?
Okay.
So the third and one runs, they've had 15 of them, all right? They're 53% in converting that third down.
Yeah.
That's it?
That's it.
So
that's
you can flip a coin or run the ball.
How about this? Third and two or less passes, they're 44%. Just to give you another little kind of interesting read. So they're 44% and whenever they throw the ball on third and two or less, they are 48% in converting third and 10 to 15. They are better at converting 10 to 15 third down plays than they are third and two plays.
And their coach is Mike Vrabel. Like, that's the other part that, like, what we know of Mike Vrabel and kind of what he wants to be and what he thinks is important. It's not Mike Martz. It's not one of these flashy, I don't care about the ground game, who runs the ball anymore. Like, he's a coach that I think wants to run the ball, thinks that there is value in running the ball. I'm going to choose to be optimistic. I'm going to say Travion Henderson and Ramondre Stevenson. I'm going to say Stevenson knocked off the rust, and I'm going to say Henderson hits a couple, I won't say the 50-yard runs, but I bet you Stevenson has a couple 15-plus-yard run, X plays in the run game. And I'm going to say Ramondre Stevenson. I think they're going to lean on the running game a little bit because I think that takes literally takes pressure off everybody, right, if you can execute it. Now, if you don't, it puts a lot more. If you run the ball on first down and now it's second and nine, it's
you
not
You mean
great.
Lean on it. You mean like it's we're going to make it work come hell or high water kind of thing where you're just, even if it's not working. I mean, was it the Tampa game where it was like, but then Travion just broke one?
Right. Big
you know, play. So just if we keep hammering and getting no gain, he's going to all of a sudden have a 60-yard touchdown.
They're going to run the ball 30 times. They're going to have 30 rushing attempts, and I think it's going to be a part of a balanced offense because I think you have to. I think you have to take the pressure off Vidarian Lowe. You can't have Brian Burns and Carter just pinning their ears back. Hell, yeah, you're in third and long. We're just going to get after it. Like, you just can't have that. So out of necessity, out of desperation, you better run the ball, Dan Ball. There's a lot of alls there.
A lot of balls there. But I'll also add that Vidarian Lowe was a terrible, terrible run blocker last year. So that also worries me a little bit. And Ted, to your point, with Ramondre Stevenson having 6 carries for 5 yards last week and Lowe being your left tackle, I don't know if it can just be the run at 30 times no matter what.
Would you feel better if I told you that Vidarian Lowe is only just graded out a little bit worse than Will Campbell did against the run?
That would make me feel a little bit better if the running game didn't look like it did against the league's worst defense last week.
And let me also throw in there just for fun, by now, and I'll also add in the story that Vidarian Lowe played last year with a torn labrum all season.
Oh, well, there you go. So
reasons or excuses? I'll let you decide.
Yeah. Would you be surprised? You're talking about Ramondre Stevenson, just so you think he's going to have it go off a little bit?
Yep, faith.
Would you be surprised to hear, because we talked about how the carries should be split last week.
I'm always
week.
Worried when you throw these out.
No,
would
I
you
just,
be surprised?
I just like to, feel like I'm being I don't sad. Know, I try to throw you off every now and then. So maybe we'll, but like, do you know what the splits were for Ramondre versus Travion Henderson in the carries?
Last week?
Percentages-wise, yeah. Remember, we were trying to figure out who gets the lion's share?
Oh, it was like 75% Travion Henderson, low percent.
It was 60. It was a lot more than, I mean, so to your point, it was a lot more than Ramondre. Ramondre, 30 to 60.
Yeah. No, I think you're going to have to balance that out, and I think Stevenson's going to have to run better. I do. If you tell me they're not running the ball, I'm more worried about this game.
I'm going to tell you, it's more about the offensive line, not the running backs.
No, I know, but sometimes the running backs have to help. Like, Vrabel's had these comments, you can't block everybody. Sometimes the running back needs to make a guy miss. Sometimes he needs to break a tackle. Sometimes he needs to run somebody over.
All right.
Make a play. All right. Also, I think part of my insistence on running the ball is, if Vidarian Lowe.
I know where your mind's
there
at.
There is a jeez. Freudian slip.
I know how Drake May feels now with the respect. If he doesn't block well in the run, okay, you didn't get as many yards as I'd like you to. If he doesn't block well in the pass, Drake May gets put in harm's way, and the whole season gets put in harm's way. So I just leave it there. We heard from Craig Breslow last night. After the show, I was driving home listening to Christian Arkin. They played the conference call with Craig Breslow. And, you know, the question was obvious. We talked about it. Is Sonny Gray your 4 starter, or could he be considered your number 2 starter? And here's what Breslow had to say.
Do you view him as kind of the number 2 behind Crochet at this point? And would you consider adding to the rotation going forward?
You know, I don't know how much sense it makes in November to put a number on a guy. I think Sonny is a very talented major league pitcher. You know, the seasons that he's put up pretty consistently indicate that to be the case. That said, you know, we still intend to improve our team, and exactly what that looks like, no, right now. But we'll continue to explore opportunities and figure out where that takes it.
Translation?
Words.
Not sure exactly. Was he clear and concise, Fitzy? Did you get what he was pick up what he was putting down there?
We've all spoken enough Brezbot at this point that we can basically see through the crap and the myriad of words and understand that he's saying, like, there's your number 2 starter, folks. We're not going out to get another high leverage arm. Sorry.
Yuck.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like he's just trying to cover. He's just trying to say a whole lot of nothing. So he doesn't want to. I don't know. I don't know if he said that. A lot of people feel like Fitzy. I don't know if I heard that. I heard a kind of wishy-washy, doesn't want to give you a definitive answer on it.
He definitely did that. But
almost don't blame him. Like, what do you want to say right now? You know?
No, we're getting Joe Ryan.
You can't say that.
No, I know.
Okay. You can't say
you
that.
You asked what I wanted him to
say. So, you know, but what
you want versus what's going to happen, two completely different things.
Yes. Yeah. But what I want him to say is we're going to aggressively pursue a number two starter. As I told you weeks ago, we feel like we're good 3-10. We need a high-end guy to pair with Crochet.
You know, and Fitzy hears it the way he hears it. His three-point stance yesterday was this was a bad trade, because if this is your two starter, he's not good enough for you. And I kind of were like, well, I don't know. If you look at Aroldis Chapman last year, that was a bad pick, and that turned out to be good. And
yep.
So I don't know. I'm willing to kind of keep the door open that he is an end of the rotation guy and not going to be counted on as the number two starter at this point. Talk to me at the start of training camp.
And my concern isn't just his words. It's some of the things we're reading from the Cotillos of the world, the Alex Spears of the world. That they're now turning their attention to a bat. And
it's pivot season, as a matter of fact.
No. Like, and by the way, can you only think of one thing? Can't you think of two things at once? Can't you negotiate things at once? Don't you have assistant GMs who can make phone calls if two calls come in at the same time? You can pursue a bat and pursue a Joe Ryan at the same time, right?
Sorry, the algorithm doesn't think about two equations at once.
My brain is fried. Nope, I can't do two things at once.
And especially if one is a trade and one is free agency, right? They're kind of different pools of assets. Free agency, you're just figuring out, can I afford Pete Alonso? Is Pete Alonso willing to take X number of dollars? The trade for Joe Ryan is about, am I willing to trade X prospects? And are they going to, like, those are two different, they're not pulling from the same pool.
Can't compute. Need help.
Real quick, can I just throw out this or that from the midday? I thought was a really good.
Okay. One. I love it.
Joe Ryan or Pete Alonso?
I can only have one. This can or only that. Have,
that's, I thought that was a good one.
Pete
and
Alonso.
And I agree with what they both, I agree. And both Jones and Keith said Pete Alonso, and I think I would too.
But pitching, everybody tells you pitching is what wins. Starting pitching, although I tell you that bats, and what's the phrase that that Breslow used? Home runs are disproportionately hit in the postseason by star play, like blah blah blah. There was some home run thing.
I thought it was chicks love the long ball.
Okay, we'll go it that way.
That's easy.
I think
against the Yankees back in October, you could still only give up three runs. You're gonna lose 3-2 unless you get someone that can come in mash or affect the way that they approach your lineup.
Did they teach that at Yale? Where do you go to Bresbo?
Yale.
He's
a Yale guy.
Chicks dig the long ball. 101. Chicks dig the long ball.
I'm going to say that phrase has never come out of his mouth.
Probably never.
And he wouldn't. If you asked him to like read it, we're doing like a commercial. We need you to read this. I think he would say it a different way.
Yeah.
He would put it in his own words.
The female gender has a strong affection for balls hit over the wall and a major.
That is perfect. That is 100% perfect. But people were getting on me for yesterday that, and you by extension, Ted, that we were being gullible. We were being snookered in. What'd you say? If this is your fifth best move?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, I'm going fifth. If this is your fifth best move of the offseason, I like what we – let's think about it. When training camp, if we can remember this, where do we slot in the moves, and does this rank as the fifth or worse pickup in the offseason, I'll be okay with it.
I think you're a little greedy. Dan Ball, doesn't that feel greedy, fifth best move?
I mean, that is the ultimate 11 out of 10 offseason. If it's impact bat, supplemental bat, number two starter, impact reliever, and then Sonny Gray.
Yes.
Okay, how about fourth?
World Series, baby.
No, Ted, that's what, if you want them competing for a World Series, it does need to be the fifth. At worst, it's the fourth. Maybe you pull the reliever out of it.
At worst, it's the fourth, yeah.
At worst, it has to be, but I worry it's the third, if not second.
Yeah.
It's Alonso or Bregman, and then Gray, and then kind of your scrap heap dollar store. That's kind of what I worry about.
It's not enough, man.
No, it's not.
I wasn't worried about that yesterday, and then I listened to Craig Breslow for like 20 minutes last night on the Christian Arcan show, and I'm officially worried about that.
So what about what he said changed your mind so rapidly?
Because the lack of commitment for a guy who at times has committed. And his own words, I guess the juxtaposition of his own words. What was that, 2 weeks ago in Vegas? Like, you basically told us you're going for a big bat and a number two starter. Mm-hmm. We're going to use this phrase, we're good 3-10. Okay. And you just
full throttle?
So you just acquired a pitcher who, if you said you're good 3-10, you're now slotting this guy in as a 2, using your own words, and then his lack of commitment last night, even though he did say...
He didn't say he was a 2.
No, but he said he was only looking... He didn't... They were set 3-10,
yeah,
is what he said 2 weeks ago. So he now acquired a person that I feel like by his actions...
He said that?
Oh, yeah.
They were set 3-10.
Yep, Dan Ball, if you can get the exact quote...
So it would lead you to believe that the next pitcher they brought in was a two.
And they just brought in Sonny Gray.
If he said we're set 3-10, then okay, I think you have... That's an interesting...
Like,
yeah.
I feel like circumstantially, you just told us with your actions, this guy's a 2.
You saying Brezbot tucks out of both sides of his mouth?
Oh, very much so on occasion.
Well, it's probably survival at that position.
And there was some of that last night. If you wanted to hear things, Fitzy, last night, there was the comment that basically... We need to act now. We're in win now mode. Like, based on where we've set ourselves, he said that. But again, I'm going to take your actions, not your words. If this is your best move, then you're not really living that.
This is not an urgent move.
No,
the kids have hit the ballpark now. Like the new era of Red Sox baseball is underway. You've got Meyer, you've got Anthony, you've got all these young guys up there. It's time to supplement the team with veteran strength and leadership, both on the mound and at the plate. Don't take anything for granted. You don't know when one of these kids could get injured. You don't know when one of them might have a down season. They showed you enough promise last year that you have to act now. They have to treat it like they're in year 2 of a rookie quarterback's 5-year deal.
Yeah.
Dan Ball?
This was November 10th, quoted to our guy Tim Healy in the Boston Globe. Because of the depth that we've built over the last couple of years, we feel pretty good about just overall starting pitching, maybe number 3-ish through number 10-ish, Breslow said. And that's not to take away from guys who are certainly capable of doing more, and more just to say I don't think we're going to spend a ton of time trying to add a number 4, number 5 starter.
So he left some ish in there.
He did the ish, but then he's, I don't know, he kind of doubled down on it at the end there.
He did. So I said yesterday he's a number 4. Breslow's like, we're not going to acquire a number 4.
Yeah, we're set 3 through 10, and we're not worrying about number 4, number 5. So there's, and you already have Crochet, so there's only one spot left.
I'm going to wait till spring training.
I love the optimism.
I'm going to wait.
I have it. I'm trying to have it. And then I listen to Breslow, and he sucks the optimism right out of me. That's The Drive for today. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it is Wednesday, which means normally we would not be doing this, but it's Wednesday of Thanksgiving week. We're off.
Two.
And Mr. 10-2 is going to tell you how to win some money over the weekend. It's our Pick 6 Parlay with me coming off a 2-game winning streak. That's next here on WEEI. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Women enjoy home runs.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Andy, that's not how streaks work. You won one game last week. Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The Celtics wrap up their 3-game homestand tonight when they host the Detroit Pistons. The game just tipped off at TD Garden. Boston is 9-8 on the season, while Detroit is 15-2. No Demias Cade tonight as he deals with a left ankle sprain. The Bruins finish up their 4-game road trip tonight in New York against the Islanders. Puck drop is at 7 p.m. Boston is 13-11 on the season, while New York is 13-8-2. Jeremy Swayman and Ilya Sorokin, the matchup in net. The Patriots return to the practice field this afternoon. New England hosts the New York Giants on Monday night at Gillette. In Patriots news, yesterday the team signed offensive tackle Thayer Munford Jr. to the active roster from the Browns practice squad. Corner Alex Austin was placed on injured reserve, while guard Bill Murray was signed to the practice squad, and running back Jonathan Ward was released from the same practice squad. Today, Will Campbell, left tackle, was put on injured reserve. The team is signing corner Miles Battle to the 53-man roster from the practice squad to replace Campbell spot on the roster. And rookie kicker Andy Borregales has been named the AFC Special Teams Player of the Week. Borregales converted a career-high 4 field goals in Cincinnati. He is the 5th Patriots rookie to earn an AFC Special Teams Player of the Week award since 2000, and it's the 4th time this season that the Patriots have been awarded an AFC Player of the Week honor. And this afternoon, Boston College basketball welcomes Harvard to Conti Forum. Live look at the scoreboard. Second half, 9:20 remaining, 60-48. The Eagles are leading the Crimson. Coverage of that game going on right now over on WEEI 850 AM. At the 99 restaurants, the $14.99 Big Deal Meals start the week off right. Satisfy big appetites every Monday through Wednesday. Try the roasted turkey dinner smothered with rich gravy. For big deal meals and a great time, you gotta love the nines. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
One of these guys covered running backs in the NFL.
There's a football player, that Ted Johnson. I'm really impressed with him.
The other two covered his games.
Y'all are not on that level, and he will destroy you. And that might be part of what he needs to bring to this team.
Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson on WEEI.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons, where football talk is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays. With the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus, watch your local game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Before we get to the Pick 6 Parlay, which is really a gift in and of itself, we also have
to whatever your favorite sports book is.
Yeah, donation. Yeah, we have a fun contest coming up here on WEEI starting December 1st. It's called QB Under the Tree. And essentially, you may be able to win yourself an autographed football by a Patriots quarterback, any Patriots quarterback. I'm not saying who, when, how, where, how great, how bad. I'm just saying any Patriots quarterback.
Drew Bledsoe?
It could be.
Bailey Zappi?
Vito Babe Parilli from the 60s. It could be anybody.
Scott Jones.
Anybody.
Tommy Hodgson.
Jacoby? There's a million of them options out there. And the way basically it's going to work is they're going to give out a play call on the Greg Hill Show. We're going to ask you for that play call. When you call in, you're the right caller. You know the play call. You're going to win yourself a wrapped up football. We will unwrap it for you on the air, and you'll find out if you got, you know, Vito Babe Parilli or anyone in between. Brian Hoyer. Could be anybody. So that's starting December 1st. You want to make sure you're listening to the Greg Hill Show. They're going to give out a play call. We're going to ask you for that play call. Then we'll be giving out play calls so you can win one in the morning on the Greg Hill Show. So lots of football's been given
Sounds
away.
Fun.
It does sound fun. Stiz, I don't believe you're eligible, so don't call.
I'm going to try. I will be asking my buddies.
Hello, is Briz Struno. Did I win?
No, just say Stanley Bruno. Everybody knows you as Stiz. If you just say Stanley Bruno on line one for football, they'll probably give it to you. All right, it's time for the Pick 6 Parlay.
A pick 6!
He's picked! Touchdown on a pick 6!
Jones with the pick 6!
And he flips the game!
Let's go!
Okay, we didn't get to do this on Tuesday's show, but I think it's all time that we wish congratulations. Folks, Andy Hart won a game this week.
Yeah, let's go.
Actually, he won two.
Thank you, Fitzy. I'm glad I didn't have to say it. Technically, I won two.
That's right. Well, in the standings, it only counts for one, so stop saying it. But so Andy won on the Browns, and then Ted's veto pick also won. So Ted Johnson leads the... Oh, shoot, I didn't write it down.
10-2!
Oh, thank you. Jeez,
if you weren't sure what it is, it's 10-2.
I couldn't find
it anywhere.
I'm
sure he can take his sweater off, and underneath there's probably a shirt that has his record on it.
I'm so glad you asked. Ted, take that. Okay, no, we don't have that planned.
No.
All right.
Next week.
It's a good fight.
Wow, he's already counting the win for next week.
11-2, baby.
That's right. Tough to turn the 0 into a 1, but we'll find a way with the Sharpie marker. Fitzy, Stiz, Brian, 6-6, Dan, 5-7, Andy, 3-9, 36-34 after 12 weeks and a 4-2 week for the afternoons fellas in week 12.
That's pretty good. Way to go, guys.
Not bad.
We're over 500,
man. And I lost mine last week by half a point. I know. Ifs, buts, candies, and nuts would all have miracles.
We don't make excuses. I'm feeling good. We don't make excuses.
Well,
and also,
I tease a lot of times on my bets.
Fitzy, I know you're a 5K guy. You just pick somebody in front of you to beat at the finish line. I have my eyes set on Dan Ball. He is currently 5-7. I'm passing him before the season ends.
Wow.
Hey, by the way, can I get a ruling on doing a turkey trot 5K fundraiser in the neighborhood and one of your neighbors showing off by wearing a weighted vest? Is that a hardo move?
That's as hardo as awesome. Hardo gets.
That's an awesome hardo move. I love your neighbor. Yeah,
that's kind of awesome. One of the coolest things I've ever seen is, do you ever remember in the there was a guy that ran the Boston Marathon years ago when I first got here? I couldn't believe he ran it backwards.
Oh, yeah.
Backwards, man?
Yeah.
That's a hardo.
There's
move.
A lot of hardos. There's barefoot. There's there's a few of those.
A guy runs it barefoot?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a hardo move.
That is a hardo move.
Yeah, his name is Mac Hollins.
Fitzy, the real hardos, though, also like to finish and then turn around and start running in the other direction while you're still trying to finish.
High five and everybody.
Oh, my God. Can. Stop it, you show offs.
Oh, that's where the line for being a hardo is drawn. We can wear a weighted vest. I bet he wears Hey Dudes, too. All right, let's make our picks. yes. Andrew, coming off a dub. Who's the winning pick this week?
So, I think picking against the Titans is a safe way to go. I am always worried about division battles, but I think the Jags are a pretty decent team. I didn't say good. I said pretty decent. They're playing the Titans. So give me the Jags -6.5, which I like that number there. If this were 7.5, I'd be a little more concerned, but that under a touchdown win for the Jags over the Titans, that's my pick.
Jags sneaky good or just good at this point?
Sneaky good. Sneaky I don't good. Know if they're good, but they've played a tough schedule.
Yeah.
And they've piled up a decent number of wins. Yeah. But then you watch them sometimes and they frustrate you.
That 19-point lead against the Texans 2 weeks ago and messed it and still lost the game.
Yes. And then they also had that game in London where they got walloped by the Rams, which I don't know if there's any. The Rams are pretty good. So I don't know what to make of it.
They're weird. They're kind of at their worst when they're ahead, but Trevor Lawrence has 5 game-winning drives this year or something like 9 of his 11 picks have been thrown when they're ahead. So, there are some weird numbers around that. So I hope that translates to win overall for you instead of win but not cover. But we will go with Jacksonville on Andy's
Let's
pick.
Let's go.
Nick Fitzy Stevens.
I can't believe I'm going to do this, but I'm actually going to ride the analytical advice of Andy Hart to my selection this week. The Los San Diego Chargers, as I like to call them, are coming off of a bye week. Yes, they are riddled with injuries, but a little rest for a banged up offensive line and a team that was struggling will do them some good. It's Jim Harbaugh season. Oh, and they're playing the Raiders, who absolutely suck. Last week's pick of the Browns by Andy was strictly a pick against the Raiders. Yep. I am going against the Raiders as well. Give me the Bolts giving 8.5 to the absolute tragedy that is Fat Elvis and the Raiders.
They are an assault on the eyes of most football fans, so I like that pick.
That's Tom Brady's team, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Well, you wouldn't know that based on the last month's worth of conversation. Yeah. All of a sudden, Tommy's not around the around the stadium.
He's not calling Chip Kelly. Oh, Chip's not there anymore.
No, he's fired. The special teams coordinator already got fired, so they've fired 2 of your 3 coordinators at this point in the year.
How does Tom, didn't his soccer team, they were firing his coaches over there, too?
Oh, and he called that guy fat and lazy
or something. So, wow, it's Tom, anything he touches post-career.
No more Midas touch, Tom. Although, he does have a nice air fryer he can sell you on TV now.
Oh, there you
now.
Go, yeah.
Paying a lot of money for people not to coach his teams right now.
Please understand why the air fryers. I mean, that makes less sense than the, bringing your dog back to life.
Because he gets a big check to do it.
Yeah, I think it's a simple answer, Fitzy.
Pretty simple,
Chuh
bro.
And Ching.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of Chuh and Ching, that's exactly what's been going on for Ted Johnson. If you're riding his picks, who are we picking this week, Ted?
I don't mean to be braggadocious, but what I did was I just let all you guys make your picks. I thought, you know what? Let men get their picks in first because
He's feeling himself.
You know, I might as well. I'll just play with one arm behind my back. So I decided after I got the scraps to take the what was I taking? The Falcons Jets game. The Falcons are favored by 2.5. I don't know. Did you see how the Falcons did last week? I don't know, but my man Kirk Cousins coming back. He's turning his career around. He had a good game last week, and I don't know. Tyrod Taylor against the Baltimore Ravens, 17-28. I think Tyrod Taylor is starting again.
I think the Falcons are the king of the dip poos. Like, beat up on the Saints, beat up on the Jets. I think there's a solid gambling theory here, Ted, for the Falcons to just, they're not good, but they're better than the bad teams kind of thing.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, Kirk Cousins, 16-23, 199 yards, 2 touchdowns, interception.
It's like having two chains under center, Teddy.
Who's that?
Kevin Kirky two chains. That's what they call him now.
What's that? I don't get it.
Because he wears the gold two chains whenever he celebrates on the airplane.
He's a badass. It's a weird.
Kirk Cousins does?
Yeah. I think it's one of those. Is it ironic? Would that be the word? You take the whitest
he's
guy.
The least hip guy to ever.
Yeah. Are you laughing with me or at me right now?
I had no clue what was going on.
There is a little bit of that. Are you making fun of me or am I one of the cool kids or are the cool kids making fun of me?
That's not good if he doesn't know the difference.
I feel like he's getting made fun of. Ted, on the
plane ride home, he puts on the gold chains and does the old man dance. It looks like the Trump dance a little bit.
Okay. That's where he's at in his career.
And he goes and tells his wife, like, hey, Bijan thinks I'm really cool and Pitts thinks I'm really cool. And she's like, okay, honey, whatever.
He's
keep collecting
$40 million, put in his bank account. So anyway, I Kirk Cousins. I don't know. I think this game is. I don't know what time this game starts, but his 1 o'clock starts are really good. He sucks in prime time, but Kirk Cousins had a decent game against the Saints, so that's why I'm favoring them over the Jets.
Drake London doubtful, but funny. What time does this game kick off, Ted Johnson?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
Let's go, baby.
At MetLife, and the Jets haven't played good there in years. On to my pick, but before we do that, Stiz, what's your pick this week?
Dan, I'm going to take the Lions. The 7-3 Packers are at the 7-4 Lions. Lions minus 2.5. The Packers beat the Lions in week one. They're not going to do it again. Ooh. All the Lions have to do is win by a field goal. They're at home. It's Thanksgiving. Yeah. Come on, give me the Lions.
It's their game, man.
I like that. They're not going to do it again. Yeah. I like the solid pick there, Stiz. Yeah.
They don't lose. They don't lose on Thanksgiving, except when they play the Patriots.
Oh, boy.
See ya.
Yeah.
Brian Frazoco won the race to take the team that was playing against the Cleveland Browns this week. He gets San Francisco minus 5.5 over Cleveland. And Andy, who's the quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings?
That would be Max Brosmer from University of New Hampshire.
Perfect. That's all I needed for my explanation of why I'm taking Seattle minus 11.
Oh, come on. That is not cool.
Nothing against UNH. We love the school. We want Jackson Hart to play.
We want them to win their playoff game at South Dakota this Saturday in the snow, baby, advance in the playoffs.
Absolutely. And if not, there's always next year, and we want Jackson Hart to play more next year. They will probably do better if he does. Yep. But no, this is the Vikings are a mess. I think Seattle's due. They beat and kind of hung on to beat the Tennessee Titans after a hard-fought game against LA. They're back at home. I think they're going to run the show against the Vikings. And if I'm wrong, I'm okay being wrong. So I'm going with the Fitzy strategy of the big spreads. Give me 11.5. So it is Jags, Chargers, Falcons, Seahawks, Lions, and Niners in our Emmanuel Class A parlay plus $43.77. Andy Hart's $2 wins him $89.55 on this week's Pick Six Parlay.
Guess what? Andy Hart's $2 bet on UNH to win the national championship wins him $802 if they win the plus 4,000, 40,000, baby. So who'll be laughing last, Dan Ball, if they win?
Let's see. I don't remember what your sportsbook's name is. That's who's going to be laughing last.
All right, coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons. Okay, I think we did a very sports-filled, legitimate sports talk radio show on the day before Thanksgiving. A lot of hosts aren't even working today, or they're doing some of the cliche gag segments. We did real sports talk radio for 3 hours and 45 minutes, but now we're going to acknowledge it's Thanksgiving. We might talk a little food. We might tell you what we're thankful for. That's up next on Odds and Ends here on WE.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
EI.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons on Thanksgiving Eve, coming up on our odds and ends segment, brought to you by Cars for Kids. Cars for Kids reminds you time is running out to donate your car for 2025. Call 877-CARS-4-KIDS now to secure your 2025 tax deduction and vacation voucher. That's Cars with a K. Ted Johnson, dealer's choice. I'll go Ted Johnson here. You want to tell me what your favorite part of Thanksgiving food is, or you want to tell me what you're thankful for?
Oh, you know, probably thankful for.
Okay, go.
And it's gonna share, be, it's spread. My, it's self-indulging, but I'm thankful for this job at EEI with you guys.
Oh,
I love being in the afternoons.
Sweetest things.
I enjoy the guys I get to work with. I've enjoyed this company and everyone here. So I'm truly grateful. I used to be in the afternoon drive in Houston for 5 years. It's my favorite time slot. And I'm on the oldest sports talk station, I think, in the country, right?
Boston's original.
So for that reason, I'm very, very grateful for this opportunity that I've been given. So I hope we're here for a very, very long time, because I've enjoyed my time here.
Fitzy, same thing. If you want to talk food, or you want to tell me what you're thankful for, or maybe a little taste of both, what do you got?
I'm grateful for Ted sharing that right there, and I hope we can all echo a similar sentiment as well. It's always nice to work with people that are giving in their commentary like that, and I appreciate you sharing, Ted. And among all the other things I'm grateful for, drive-in movie theaters, cold beer, nice, and the company of my kids.
Absolutely. It's family, even though it didn't do well in my poll today, where people said family was their third most important favorite aspect of Thanksgiving behind food and NFL football. Family is important. I'm going to get some brownie points after starting off the criticisms of the Thanksgiving meal about the gravy and my wife's failures over the years to that. She did just send a photo, and keep your mind out of the gutter when I say this. Keep your mind. She sent
you're
me
the one that almost said buh.
Yeah, I know. But okay. She sent a photo of, she's been cooking all day. The lemon meringue pie, yeah, and the pecan pie are both ready. They look tremendous, wow, these pies. So the gravy may be an issue, but when I get to dessert, I'm going to be a happy fellow tomorrow. So I'm thankful for that. Pretty I'm also good. Thankful for the friends, the family, the show, the whole thing. Dan Ball, what do you got while you're laughing back there at my pie story?
Oh man, we have a good time back here, and I hope everybody knows that. I
can
shared this.
Pay for, you know what I'd be grateful for, Dan Ball?
Yeah.
An extra microphone in there.
No,
like,
oh,
or a pay per view of the producer's box.
It'd be a very quickly canceled show. Yeah.
Yes, it would, Stiz.
Yeah, I'd pay for that not to happen.
Yeah. I shared this with Andy and with Stiz, but I actually just hit 1 year at EEI yesterday. Yes. So it comes at a good time. And so I'm grateful for the opportunity. I told you guys this when I started, but this was the station I grew up listening to. So to have you guys as coworkers, obviously thankful for family and friends and just being in this incredible area where I always wanted to be. So a lot to be thankful for this year.
Stiz, keep it clean. What you got?
I am grateful for my friends and family, my job, and for being clean today.
Attaboy. Oh, that is very
simple things.
Yeah,
sometimes
he took a shower.
That's when you've come from where we've come, it's sometimes just getting up out of bed and putting on clothes is a big win.
Absolutely. Joining the fun now is Christian Arkin. I'm sure he's thankful about a lot of things. He'll yell when he tells you what he's thankful for, but I'm sure he's thankful. What's up?
Thankful I don't have to see any of you for a couple of days.
There we go.
That's what I'm thankful
for. I'm also glad I don't have to deal with all you guys either.
Anyway, we got two guests tonight, which is very exciting considering it's Thanksgiving tomorrow. Both Tom King and Sean McAdam, two of the hunkiest guys on their respective beats, are going to be joining me tonight. King at 7:30 talking Patriots. We got McAdam to talk about this Sonny Gray trade and some of the comments that you've been kvetching about all day you heard on my show last night. You made it sound like Breslow was a guest on my show, like I can get a guest on my show. If it's not someone I know, I'm SOL.
I didn't say that. I did not say that. I felt like I was doing you a solid.
I also think you guys are a little, Fitzy mostly, I think, was overreacting the most to the idea that what he said, the 3-10 thing, we got 3-10, doesn't mean that that Sonny Gray isn't in that 3-10. They made a trade that they thought worked for them. That could mean Sonny Gray is the 3, the 4, whatever, and everybody moves down a spot. Like, I don't think that guarantees anything, but I'm also wish-casting that, because if he's your number 2, if that's the big move of the offseason, that's going to suck. But I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt, because he had a good offseason last year.
Oh, a little gullible Christian?
Yep, nope.
But yeah, he had a good offseason last year, did he not?
Yeah.
He did.
Right, I'm basing it off of that.
On my optimistic side of the street, baby.
But you just do it blindly. Like, I'm doing it for a reason. You're just blind, gullible Andy. I'm doing it because there's a precedence here. There's a precedence from last year. If we didn't have that precedence, I wouldn't. And that's why I was yelling at you about Juan Soto. Although, one thing we always agreed on. One thing we really agreed
What's
on.
What's that one thing?
Pecan pie. Me and this guy love pecan pie. It's kind of a hot take, but I love pecan
pie. And it's pecan. It's not pecan. It's pecan.
Texas. Are you going to set a precedent of going out tonight? This is your big night. Usually you either were working it or you're going out. Are you going out after the show tonight?
There's a bar near my house that I fear is going to be ass to elbows when I try and go down there.
Biggest drinking night of the year.
Get ready.
It is. So you're joining the fun, the biggest drinking night of the year?
Yeah, we'll see.
You will be.
Let's go, Arkan. Send me the time and location.
All right. Village Manor. I'll see you there.
There we go.
Let's go. All right, everybody. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy whatever you enjoy. If it's football, high school, NFL, if it's family, if it's food, enjoy it all. We'll be off for a few days, and when we're back at you on Monday, a lot of football will have taken place, and we'll be talking Patriots-Giants, previewing Monday Night Football. Everybody be safe.
I'll be here on that day, too.
Yes, Ted will be here. Big pregame show with Ted Johnson from 2 to 6 on WEEI Afternoons. Everybody be safe, have fun, and tell your family you love them, baby. We'll see you Monday, 2 to 6. See ya.
I mean, I love this. I love football. I love
Andy Hart.
You lying.
That's great.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.